Wet concrete fills the air with a sharp mineral smell. You stand inside the formwork of a half-poured column on the 14th floor of the new hospital tower, boots tacky with gray slurry, flashlight beam bouncing off steel. The rebar spacing is wrong. You check again, 12 inches on center, where the drawings call for 8, 3 measurements. Same result. Dominic, the site foreman, hovers close behind you, voice low so the crew cannot hear. He points at the pump line snaking across the deck. "This is the last pour before the federal funding deadline," he says. "Midnight. If we miss it, the county loses $40 million and the only planned trauma center here dies on paper." He insists the column still meets minimum building code. It just does not match the structural engineer's hire. Premium spec. You try Priya again. No answer. No call back. In your hand is the sign-off sheet. If you sign, the pour continues immediately and the schedule survives. If you refuse, you may stop the work, trigger delays, and possibly sink the project's funding. But if the engineer's spec mattered for a reason, signing could lock a hidden weakness into a hospital full of future patients and staff. Dominic watches your pen tip hover. "What's your call?"